USA News, I'm Dave Collins. U.S. auto workers are striking at all three of Detroit's major car companies. The United Auto Workers strike will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, and other models. Union President Sean Fain said it's the first time in their history that they're striking GM, Ford, and Stellantis at the same time. Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I could afford them. I didn't even have to give them. Just so you understand, though, we didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
He said he would be willing to testify to that under oath. Trump is facing 40 criminal counts related to obstruction of justice and alleged efforts to keep classified material after leaving the White House. Officials of the American Lung Association are questioning the Hawaii Department of Health's message about the air quality in Lahaina. There are concerns that the DOH isn't doing enough to warn people about the dangers of breathing in toxic air. There are ongoing fears of carcinogens like asbestos remaining in the air and ground in Lahaina. The 2023 Florida Python Challenge Award Ceremony was held today, and this year's ultimate grand prize winner, Paul Hobbs.
And now he's been here several times doing the Python Challenge and hunting pythons, and he's brought his son into it now. So we got three generations of python hunters here. And his dad, Tom, was an award winner in 2021.
Hobbs takes home 10 grand and attended the first Python Challenge 10 years ago with his father. The Python Challenge targets Burmese pythons that are an invasive species devastating the Florida Everglades. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MetaShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MetaShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MetaShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MetaShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MetaShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report says Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will be meeting with President Biden at the White House next week. Mark Mayfield has more.
Sources tell Axios that Zelensky will also hold meetings on Capitol Hill and speak to the UN General Assembly. Both Zelensky and Biden are scheduled to address the assembly on Tuesday. The White House has not commented on the report. Congress is currently considering Biden's request for an additional $20 billion in aid to Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off a seven-state tour of college campuses on Thursday. Harris began courting young voters yesterday with a stop at Hampton University in Virginia. Harris's college tour will also take her to North Carolina A&T, Morehouse College, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, College of Southern Nevada, and Northern Arizona University. A police canine named Yoda is being credited with capturing escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Two-week manhunt for the fugitive ended Wednesday morning when Cavalcante was spotted in a wooded area west of Philadelphia. A tactical police team moved in on the escapee and released Yoda, a four-year-old Belgian Malinois who bit and subdued Cavalcante. As the Google antitrust trial continues, prosecutors contend the tech giant has a hold on 90% of the search market. They allege that Google has invested massive amounts of money, reaching the billions, in order to secure contracts with mobile carriers, smartphone manufacturers, and more. Dave Collins, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah!
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.